You are going to get taken advantage of. You're going to get annoyed with family and friends. You need boundaries. You need to set boundaries within yourself. So boundaries are basically saying what you will and will not tolerate. So it's important to set boundaries, maybe even write them down, of what you are willing to take from people in your relationships, friendships, and work as well. So in your business, if you're starting a business, say, this is what I'm willing to take, and I'm not willing to put up with this. And just stick to that. Because if you don't stick to your boundaries, that's when you start getting annoyed with people.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Unpack Female Founders series. This week, I have another very special guest.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. It's nice to be on the other side of a podcast for a change. My name is Jane. I live in Durban. I'm originally a personal trainer. I still do that. However, I have branched out more into something that is closer to my heart that I've been doing without knowing for the last 14, 15 years, and that is spreading the message of self-love. So I have been doing it through personal training. I wasn't always that trainer with the six-pack that was slapping cupcakes out your hand. I was more the encourager who was like, no, on a weekend, you know, ease up a little bit, like don't be too strict, be kind to yourself, speak kindly to yourself in the mirror. So it just was such a natural progression when this idea kind of slapped me in the face. And that's how Unselfishly Me was born.
For people who don't follow you or know about Unselfishly Me, can you tell us more about what exactly is Unselfishly Me?
So Unselfishly Me is learning all about how to be exactly that. So how to be unselfishly you, how to live an authentic life, how to speak your truth, how to not apologize for who you are, how to love your body, how to love your life, how to basically love yourself in a more holistic way. And it started off with a course that I created, an 8-week e-course. And then from there, I started a podcast. From there, I did one or two workshops in person, which was so scary for me. I'm like not a big group talker. And then from there, I launched retreats. And then last year with lockdown, I was really forced to have to go online and to take it, you know, visually and speak on video, which was so daunting, but now I love it. And so I started doing these self-love Sundays where I would go live with a whole bunch of girls on Zoom and I'd have a topic. So it could be decluttering your life, negative self-talk, journaling 101, chakras 101, manifesting 101. We did like a whole different array of talks, which I've now luckily I recorded them. So now I offer them on demand as well. And yeah, just from there, I've just started doing all these different things. Now I'm doing mindful mornings. If you're in Durban, you're lucky. I will come to Joburg and Cape Town. It's my plan in the future. But it's a morning of guided meditation, guided journaling, and just kind of giving yourself the time. So it really has progressed from one small idea. And yeah, I'm going to be turning those videos on those topics into ebooks as well. Because I know some people aren't like visual. They want to sit and write and actually like do the work. Like if you're an academic person, you know, you love writing and filling out forms and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot that I'm still trying to create and want to create in a certain direction, but there is a lot of content out there already if that's something that you're looking for.
I love that. So I came to one of your classes, and after the class I created a vision board, which I still have in my office, and I want to talk more about like the importance of having a vision board, visualizing things, and how to go from having a vision board and turning it into a reality. So for example, I want to add more properties to my portfolio, and let's say I want to manifest the property. How do I go about doing this? Is this even possible?
So yeah, a vision board, so many people don't believe in them, but I honestly believe in them. I've had so many people, even just from those classes. So I have examples of people from before that, but just from those classes, getting all the feedback, it has been unreal what people have manifested. So basically a vision board is a picture board. It's basically putting your dreams and your wants and your hopes onto your wall or on your screensaver or in your phone screensaver. You can put it basically where you can see it all the time. So if that's on your fridge, if that's in your office, if that's on your computer screen, wherever you're going to see it the most, a few times a day. Because you know what it's like when you've got an idea in your head, it kind of comes and it floats into your head and then it's gone because we have like so many thoughts in a day. But when you actually put a pen to paper or a picture and you're looking at the picture, you're reminded of it so much. So when you are seeing it and being reminded of it, it's reminding you to want that, to work for that. And the whole thing with manifesting is being grateful for what you already have. So if you like, you want to manifest money now to buy a property, it's all about creating this warm, fuzzy feeling in your chest of being grateful for the fact that you have R1,000 in your bank, you know, and being like, I'm so grateful that I have that. There's so many people that don't have that. And I'm so grateful that I can afford rent for this flat, even though I want to now say for my own apartment or my own house to buy. It's all about feeling grateful for what you already have, which I think a lot of us are so, you know, we're always focusing on the negative, like, oh, I don't have that. She has that. Especially on social media, it's so easy to compare yourself and be like, oh, I wish I had her house. She's so lucky. And it's not about luck. It's about creating our own luck. So start off with being grateful for what you already have and getting that nice fuzzy feeling in your chest. You know, that feeling of like, I always say when you're watching like America's Got Talent or The Voice or whatever, I don't know if anyone's like me when I use this as an example, and you're watching someone's story and then they're doing so well and you get like almost emotional and like so proud of this person for what they've done. And there's that warm fuzzy feeling in your chest. Like, you've got to create that for yourself every day and just think about it. So find pictures of what, if you, let's just talk about raising money for a house, for example. Find the kind of house that you are drawn to, the style, the area, make your vision board, stick pictures up. So you can either do old school cutting out magazines, or you can go on Canva and use one of their templates, and then you can use their stock images from there as well. So that's free. So that's also nice to do, and then print out from there. And like the style that you're looking for, what area, maybe write the name of the area that you want to stay in, like Umhlanga or whatever it is, actually write it on the board as well. How much money do you need? Like, are you just looking for the deposit? Put the actual amount that you need on the board as well. And then also just start surfing the property net and looking at those places and setting it at the amount that you want to spend. And just, you know, every so often, every week, just looking through. And don't think of it, like train yourself to not think of, oh, I'll never be able to get that, I'll never be able to afford that. Like, look at those properties and say, this is going to be mine, I will have this, this is what I'm, where I'm going to live. You know, start creating that positive language in your mind and not the negative, because the negative attracts more negative. So if there's positive language and positive thoughts, they're going to attract more. So that's the first step. Also, exactly what you say about posting pictures of money in different currencies, that is the best way to do it. I think a lot of people are ashamed to talk about money or want money. So do some money, you know, stick pictures of money, write how much you want to make, write how much you want to save every month. And then some affirmations that are great for money is, I'm a money magnet. Money flows to me easily. I'm open. I'm listening. I'm ready for money. Just like little, you know, things that sound so silly, but they really do work. So all about money. And I am creating more money every day. My bank account grows every day. Just write up those kind of affirmations and put them where you can see them, and you can read it a few times a day as well. And then also, my friends, I love to travel like you. And my friends are always like, you're so lucky you're going to Greece, you're so lucky you're doing this. And I had to remind them that I don't drink or smoke, so take away that amount of money. Okay, now I have a child, but this is like 2 years ago. I don't drink or smoke. I hardly go out to eat and drink and those kind of things. I don't really shop. As a personal trainer, you can imagine how many leggings I own. I'm always in leggings. So I'm not buying clothes, whereas one of my friends is always buying Zara every month. So I was like, you know what, take that money that you spend at Zara every month and put that into a savings account and put that away. Maybe a 32-day call is better because you can't touch it. So like, transfer that every month instead of buying the clothes. And there's your trip, you know, that's the money that you would need over a year. So it's not about being lucky. It's about working hard and focusing on the goal that you want to achieve, and then training your brain to think positively and to use those affirmations and the resources that you have and to just focus on that and just don't take no for an answer with everything that you do.
Yeah, I love that. So with my vision board, I feel like it helps me, it reminds me of where I want to be, and it helps me get over my limitations. And it's just like a reminder. The reason I keep it in my office is because I'm there like 80% of the time. But it's just a reminder about like what I'm working towards and what I want to achieve. So I'm glad I took that class and I made my first vision board. So I'll definitely keep doing that and making new vision boards every 6 to 12 months so I can reassess my goals and see where I'm going. But I love that. It's such a great tip. So speaking about money, Jane, I want to know more about your business. So how did you start your business and how did you fund your project? For someone who wants to manifest small business success or somebody who has fears and doesn't know how to get started, do you have any tips?
So for me, I mean, I'm lucky I already had a personal training business. So I already had savings from there. But it depends on the type of company you want to start. So for me, I knew I wanted that name. I knew I wanted to trademark. I knew I wanted the website. Obviously, that's the stuff that you need to do first to have a website and the name and all that stuff. So that costs money, but that's only a few hundred rand. So that's not too bad. So that's what you can do. Website design, I did myself. So I'm quite good at the DIY and cutting costs myself. So I did my website and everything myself with WordPress. If that's something you want to do to save money, there are so many YouTube tutorials out there that can help you. And then obviously to get a logo designed, you can do yourself on Canva if you want to. I have my friend Kim who does all my design stuff. So that was obviously an expense, but I managed to obviously have the money up front for that because I already had a business. But start small, don't like overextend yourself. You want to manifest more. So obviously do your vision board, create that positive thoughts in your mind, see where and how you can start making money. Also just do a costing of how you that's the most important thing I think is to do a costing of what you think it's going to cost. Because there's nothing worse than just throwing yourself into something. And then you're like, oh, this is costing so much. Oh, I didn't realize this. And you're like 20,000 rand over. So just get like a general view of what it's going to cost you. What can you do yourself and what can you outsource? And then when you're looking for quotes for things, it's not always better to go cheaper because sometimes those cheap people are not as qualified or as good as someone who is more experienced and then charges more. So you might end up getting charged again because you have to fix their mistakes. So always look for quality, and their pricing will generally reflect that. And also make sure that you get references from other people. So it's always nice to ask maybe on your social media, I'm looking for a web designer that you have personally used, and then see who is recommended, and then go and stalk their work yourself and go check it out and see from there. And also just tell people your budget. Don't be ashamed to say, I don't have a lot of money. This is my budget. What can you do with it? It's important to be authentic and honest and open with yourself and with others. And start doing a little bit of work on the side. Even if like your website is not perfect how you would want it, it's important to put yourself out there and to just start. So I always say that sometimes done is like good enough is good enough. Done is fine for now. It doesn't have to be perfect. You can upgrade it later. The important thing is that people know where to contact you, how to work with you, how to pay, how much it costs, and how do they start. If you don't have that up in your social media and on your website, they're not going to know how to work with you. And I've obviously been doing a lot of webinars and just seeing a lot of stories and things over the last year, as we all have. And like the one thing that they said is you shouldn't make it so hard for people to work with you. So even the copy on your website, which I'm even going to change mine, it's like, why? Don't make it hard for them to find out all the things. So sometimes we make it so complicated because we talk about ourselves and we're trying to make it look like important, but we should be talking about the person. So that's something I'm going to be working on in mine is not just talking about myself, also talking about the person that you are trying to attract. And putting it there simply like a big link right in the front where you think it's actually overkill to put another link of how to work with you. It's actually not. People skim read, they don't read properly. So the best thing to do is actually just to put it everywhere, make it super easy for them to work with you and to give you their money. So yeah, just focus on those things. It's hard depending, it all depends on your business. Like if you're starting a construction company, obviously it's going to be more expensive for you because you have to buy a car and materials and things like that. But generally, if you put yourself out there on social media, tell people what you are doing and that you have, even if you haven't properly started your business, just tell them you have. Just say, I've started this new business. This is what I'm offering. These are my prices. And it just generates people's interest. And then it will be generating you income because they'll start working with you. Some people are like fussy about if they want it to be a website and an established business that they, you know, sign up for. But other people don't actually care. They see the product or whatever you're offering and it interests them. It's something that they want and they will want to work with you. So even if you don't have your logo yet, a friend of yours and you want to do, I don't know, you want to renovate your house or you want to, someone to do like a graphic design. Even if you don't have a website, it doesn't mean they're not going to work with you. If they know you and trust you, they will probably help you and then you're going to get some money to go towards your website, which will attract more people. So just be kind to yourself and speak kindly to yourself. Plan ahead, but also just, yeah, it's just about being kind to yourself and not degrading yourself and kicking yourself thinking, oh, I'm so stupid. I didn't do that properly. You know, just you need to be slow and steady, but also you need to be kind in the way you speak to yourself in the process because you are going to fall down. We all do. We all make mistakes and it's been a long road for all of us. Obviously, Unselfishly Me has only been going probably like 3 or 4 years now, but I've been personal training and running my own brand for almost 15 years. So it's been a learning curve in itself.
In your class, I also learned about journaling and the importance of doing it and how it can actually change your life. So I went out and I bought 2 journals. And right now I am trying to kind of like journal every day, but I'm having an issue where some days I kind of forget. And sometimes I am able to journal like every single day for like 5 days in a row. And then I forget and I skip a day or so. So for somebody who doesn't know anything about journaling or wants to start journaling, do you have any tips for consistency and techniques?
Okay, so journaling sounds super lame to most people, but it really is important. Like I said, like just those thoughts that are, like float into your head during the day and then they float out. If you don't give them somewhere to go, that's exactly what's going to happen. You're not going to be able to put them down and make changes that you want to make. So it's important to get those thoughts and feelings out on paper. Write them out of your head and out of your heart, basically, and just to get rid of those toxic feelings. Often it's about a situation or a person, sometimes about ourselves. And it's much more healthy to get it out, write it down onto paper, and then you're able to see. And sometimes there's such a subconscious feeling that we don't know why we're feeling a certain way. And as soon as you start writing, it all comes out. And you didn't know that when Sally said that to you last week, that it's still bothering you. So it's an important way to connect with yourself, connect with your thoughts and feelings, open your heart up to putting the time into yourself and just to find out what you want. How are you feeling? I mean, when was the last time you actually asked yourself, how am I feeling? Probably like last year. So it's important to get those thoughts and feelings out there. It's, you know, it is in a way like when we were young and we were like, dear diary and writing, but it's not. It's like so much more than that. So in a sense, it is like that when you're actually getting into the routine, but it's so much more than that. It can help you in so many aspects of your life. There are different ways to journal. So you could get a guided journal. You could get journal prompts that you do the same ones or different ones. You can literally just start writing and literally whatever comes out your mind. So automatic writing is basically you put your pen down and you just start writing a sentence. So it could be like, I really don't feel like writing today, but, and you don't lift your pen. So maybe set yourself, I want to write at least an A5 page every day. Or every second day or however long. Obviously, every day would be ideal to get into like a ritual. And yeah, you just write and you don't lift that pen until you stop. So you'll find that stuff just comes out. You can also, what I like to do, I subscribe to this email called Moon Omens. They're on Instagram as well, but you get an actual like one for the day emailed to you. So I quite like taking that as like a little quote and then putting that at the top. And then from there, I like write about that and what it means to me. And then more stuff comes from that. I am designing a guided journal, but that will be in a few months' time, which will have like prompts. I know I've been trying to do it for a year, but you know me, I'm like always doing new products and stuff. So I will get to it. But it's, yeah, it's because I know how much people battle with journaling. Just from how many people have signed up for those workshops. But it's just, it's a nice way of being with yourself. So my advice is obviously, okay, so for me as a mom, I'll give you my perspective. I cannot do it in the morning because, yeah, it's just chaos. Also, I end up in the bed with her in the night and she ends up in the bed, yeah, with me in the night. And so in the morning, I can't be like, let me just meditate 5 minutes and journal, because she'll then wake up and we don't want that. So for me, nighttime is better. So my advice is to try and create a ritual that works for you so that it becomes part of your daily life. So if you don't have kids waking up in the mornings, as soon as you wake up, it's such a nice way. So either as soon as you wake up, even if you're still in bed, reach next to you, get your journal and start writing and just write. Because sometimes you dream and you remember your dreams. Also nice to write about that. Or you can go and make yourself some coffee or some tea. You can do like a little 5 minute guided meditation and then journal afterwards, because sometimes thoughts come up from the meditation. I use Insight Timer. It's such a beautiful app. I just love it. So you could do that. I mean, a tea, I let my tea brew for like 5 minutes. So it'll be perfect timing. Put the kettle on, brew, and then you do your 5 minute meditation. Take your tea or coffee, go sit where you've got a nice view or outside, and then take your journal and just even 5 minutes. It's not, honestly, we say we don't have time, but do we really have 5 minutes? Yes. So we can stop scrolling and we can do it. That's also nice if you want to get into the routine, but you find that you are battling to set boundaries with yourself in the morning. Say that you cannot open Instagram or Facebook or Twitter until you have done your 5 minute meditation and your 5 minute journaling. You will see how fast you get that done. So yeah, just taking the time to create a little ritual for yourself. Some people that I know do it in their lunch break at work when they have their own office. Other people, they do it after dinner. And my one friend has this little corner that she's created with her little table, and she's got candles and she sits there, and that's like almost like a little writing table. It's like a big, not big, but a round side table that she can sit at, if that makes sense. And she's got this little comfy chair and she sits there, and she's got some candles and she puts some music on, and she uses that as her time. So she'll either have tea or wine, and she sits there and she writes and she gets her page. So she does an A5 page a night. So it's just about creating a ritual for yourself that becomes special. And it's this time that you spend with yourself and you're giving back to yourself and you're finding out what you really want and need in life. And I think it's a great way of tracking progress. Now, if you're thinking of starting a business, like put down all your thoughts and feelings about that. And then you can look back in like 6 months' time and see how far you've come. But it is important to connect with yourself and just to connect with what you want, need, and desire in life.
I saw on your social media that you have another retreat coming up. Can you tell us more about what happens at these retreats and why I should consider going?
Okay, so usually I do the retreats in the Midlands. At this beautiful log cabin. But I've actually now, my first one this year, I've been asked to host one at Nsingizi, which is, it's just past Maritzburg. And it's a little bit different to what I do at the other one, but very similar. So basically we do like a self-love talk. Well, I've got the headsets because I also own Secret Sunrise in Durban. So we use headsets. We do guided meditations. We do guided journaling. We do, I'll print them journal prompts, they'll do some journal prompts. So it's all out in nature. We're indoors, then we're outdoors, but there it's very big space. So we'll be going out down to like the river, taking yoga mats, sitting there, listening on the headphones, just being in nature, thinking about the questions and then answering them. Yeah, it's just such a beautiful time to give yourself. Some people go like with friends, other people go by themselves. It all depends on what you are needing in that moment. I've had people come by themselves and then the next time bring a friend. So it's all about connection, whether that's to yourself or whether that's to you and your friend or you and your mom or you and your sister or whoever wants to come together. It's just a beautiful weekend to honor yourself and to put yourself first, which we don't do enough.
Oh wow, that's really nice. So should we expect international retreats anytime soon? Because I would love that.
Oh, I am. We're meant to do Mauritius. I was meant to go to Mauritius, which before this podcast, we were talking about how we can't travel. So last year, April, like this time last year, we were meant to be in Mauritius for a little family trip with the two grannies, which would have been so cute. And then we couldn't. So we thought, oh, it'll be this year. And then when I went on that trip, I was going to scout for retreats for this year. So now that we can't go and we haven't gone this year still, so I think we'll only be able to use that trip next year. So maybe hopefully the end of next year I'll be able to do a Mauritius trip. But I'm also thinking like Zanzibar. I'm looking at all the countries that are semi-open. Like Zanzibar is open right now, so I could actually plan something for the end of the year. But I'm definitely thinking about that as well.
This is exciting. So I'll definitely be on the lookout for your newsletter with the dates. And one more question, Jane. If someone wants to find you and they want to reach out or they want to attend one of your retreats, how do they find you?
So on Instagram, it's Unselfishly Me, and the same on Facebook. My podcast is on everywhere, and it's also Unselfishly Me. You'll see the picture is me, like, sat on almost like a Superman pose on the beach. And yeah, just say, or my email is hello@unselfishlyme.com, and the website is unselfishlyme.com. So you can always contact me there. So anywhere you can DM me if you need any help with anything. And yeah, if you're in Durban and want to do an in-person event, I've got some Mindful Mornings coming up that you can come and join us.
Love this episode? Make sure to visit our website www.unpack.co.za to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. If you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply told a friend about us, that would be helpful too. Thank you for listening.